we'll get started. So I recently looked into a topic that's like kind of always wanted to look into for a while. And I looked into it recently. It was always very interesting to me. That is the sugya of 100 brachas. I remember there was someone in Gesher a few years ago who actually used to keep a count. I remember you asked him any time of the day how many brachas he said that day, and he'd be able to tell you, I'm on 54, I'm on 67. It was almost like he had a little clicker in his pocket, counting how many brachas he'd said. And it was amazing, really amazing. And the truth is, it's brought down in halacha to say 100 brachas a day. So I want to talk a little bit about where it comes from and its special power to help us protect ourselves from plagues, which is unfortunately quite topical these days. And a little bit halacha lemaisa, how we actually get to the 100, and we'll take it from there. Okay, everyone, by the way, feel free. This is especially for Jack. You're driving, you're in the car. In fact, everyone's a bonus. There's no pressure. You can come and go, you can stay, you can leave and come back. You can, whatever works for you. This is it's not like Gesher, this is bonus points now, this learning. I was tuning into the alumni share, so no, I'm no offense if you need to go or anything like that. I'll try and keep it short, but equally you should feel free to come and go and feel free to ask, answer, and be as interactive as you like. Okay, so I'll tell you a little bit of background. Well, I'm gonna start with a question that I actually had quite a few people over the years have asked me this question. And the question is this. Now we say brachas on things, say brachas on food, we say brachas on mitzvahs, we say brachas on different things. But it's interesting because we don't say brachas on everything, right? There's some things you say, okay, why do we make, the sukkah, it's the whole sefer written on, why don't we say a bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah, let's say. Or even without coming on to mitzvahs, even things that we benefit from, we make brachas when we eat and drink. So why don't we make a bracha when you benefit from something else? You sit on a good schmack chair, and like I recently had a bad back, so I sit on a good supportive chair, it helps me. I should make a bracha. I'm grateful to Hashem that I have a good schmack chair, right? I'm grateful to Hashem that I can hold a pen in my hand and I could write. I should be able to make one anything that I'm grateful for. I should be able to make a bracha for. Why is it that we only find certain things that we've been charged with responsibility to make a bracha? So the truth is, I have to share with you this medrash on Tehillim. Okay, the last pasuk of Tehillim, it says, "Kol neshama tahalel ka haluka." That every neshama tahalel ka will praise Hashem haluka, praises Hashem. So the pasuk of the pasuk is every neshama praises Hashem. Every neshama praises Hashem. Now the medrash I saw Avigdor Miller brought down one of his forum that the medrash there on the pasuk says you can read the pasuk in a different way. Instead of saying Kol haneshama tahalel ka, every neshama praises Hashem. You can read it as kol neshima tahalel ka. I'll kol neshima v'neshima on every single breath tahalel ka. It'll be worthwhile to praise Hashem. I.e., yes, the answer to my question is it's true. Really, you should be praising him on the fact on every single breath that you take in your life, every single breath. That's an ace. I can only do that with Hashem. I can't create a being that breathes, and keeps breathing every single second, every single minute of my life. Hashem has given me that ability to breathe right now. That itself, for every breath, to Hallel Ka, we should really be saying a Hallel to Hashem. Says Avigdor Miller, the Beshayin and Medrash is down every breath that we breathe. Really? That's worth saying a whole Hallel that we say in Rosh Chodesh, or that we say on Pesach and Sukkot and Chanukah. We should really be saying an entire Hallel just to be able to breathe one breath. Can you imagine? So the Medrash teaches us that you're right. In a Hanami, really, we should be constantly in a state of Hallel. Really. It's just practically, it's not possible to say a whole Hallel on every breath because then you'd just be literally saying halal the entire time, from the beginning, from when you could start talking until you die, which then you wouldn't be able to do anything else at all. You wouldn't be able to fulfill the rest of the purpose of your life. Shalom Aleichem, Ari. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Rebbe. How are you?
Great. Baruch Hashem. So we just asked this question. Why do we only make a bracha on certain things? We don't make a bracha on everything. Really should be making a bracha on everything. So we just quoted the beautiful Medrash. Then the last passage to Tehillim, Kol Neshamata Kala Luka, on every neshama should praise Hashem, says the Medrash, Al Kol Neshima V'Neshima, really on every single breath that you take in your life, to Halal Ka, you should say the whole Halal, the entire Halal, just on one breath. That should be our mindset. Now, the practically, we can't do that. But the fact that practically we can't do that, that doesn't take away from the fact that that should be our mindset. And ultimately, we should be striving to be people who are always full of gratitude and praise for Hashem on every single thing we have in our life. Every single breath, every single movement of my finger and holding of the pen. And every single thing, the fact that I can see you for 1 second, give me nachas, that's something I should make a brother for. Okay? So just to be clear, that really is the starting hashkafa, that really we should be actually making a brach on every single thing. And instead of the question being, why is it that we make a brach on 100 things? The question really we should make a brach on everything. So, okay, we understand it was limited to a certain number that became practical for us and also sufficient if we have the right kavanah to be able to tap in to what we're meant to be thinking, to be able to tap into the level of gratitude that we're meant to have, and tap into the connection to Hashem that we'd be able to have if we say 100 brachas per kavana. If we actually do say the 100 brachas that we say a day anyway through our davening and through the brachas that we make. So Chazal understood that would be sufficient for a person to be completely tuned in with Hashem. Just imagine if you say just the words Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, you're the source of all blessing, and then whatever you make the bracha on, the person just really internalized what he was saying when he says Baruch Atah Hashem. So then after 5 brachas you'll be a different person. Can you imagine that you internalize every single time you say a bracha, I'm internalizing that Hashem is the source of all the blessing that I have in my life, and he's the source of all the blessing that he has in his life, and it's also all the blessing that Jack has, and that Amit has, Ari Zaru has, and Daniel Jacobson has, and Jordan, and Mr. Margolis, and everyone in the world. It's the source of all the blessing. If we really internalize that, then every single bracha we make will be tuned in. And then if you're saying that 100 times, and you think about 100 times a day, it will be enough for it to be so tuned in to Hashem that even though it's true, technically we should be saying a whole Hallel on every single thing that we have, saying 100 brachas b'kavana would be enough to help us be living in that mindset and carrying that mindset throughout the day, whatever we're doing. So that's like a basic introduction to what we're actually doing when we're saying brachas, and especially when we're saying so many brachas a day. I'll go into a little bit of the sugi of Meir brachas specifically. So the truth is, out of all that we know, David HaMelech, he achieved many things for Klal Yisrael, many, many things. Well, one of his achievements was the institution, the formal institution of Meir brachas, of 100 brachas a day. I'm going to quote for you now the Torah. I'm going to read it from the Torah. The Torah in Siman Mem Vav. The Torah writes, in the name Hashem Rav Nuch Rinoi Gon, David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Tikei Meir Brachas. David HaMelech, he Mesakein, he fixed for us 100 brachas. He established that we should say 100 brachas. Why? Ki b'chol yom hayu meisim Meir Nefashas. Because at that time, there was a plague. And every single day, 100 Jews were dying from this plague. Misra, v'lo yodim ma hayu meisim. And no one knew why they died. Ad shekaka behaving Baruch HaKodesh, b'tikein lahem liyisra lahashlim meir brachas b'chol yom. Until David HaMelech, he investigated, he understood with his Ruach HaKodesh, and he understood that it's because Klal Yisrael were not connected enough. They were not praising Hashem enough, they were not expressing their gratitude enough, and therefore he established that Klal Yisrael should lahashem mer brachas v'kol yom, should be saying 100 brachas every day. The kivush ha'siknam ne'ezah ha'magayfa. Once he established it, that obligation, and people started keeping that 100 brachas a day, so then the plague stopped. Okay, now when reading that, so I mean there is a discussion in terms of did David Melech institute it himself, or was it always a chiyuv of 100 brachas, and David Melech brought that back? So that's a discussion. But what's clear is that David Melech instituted in that generation, whether it was new or he was or brought it back, he instituted for that generation, and that had the power to stop the plague. And I'd even go further, because if you look in the Bach there, the Bach and Simon Membov, I'll read out this powerful words of the Bach. Are you ready for this? I can see your mum is ready. The Bach says, she you. Not to rely on answering Amen. You have to be careful to actually say the brachas yourself. There's sakana of death. Misa, it's may Yisroel b'chol yom. It's sakana of death, 100 Jews a day. Just like there was a death of 100 Jews a day before David HaMelech instituted Meir Brachas b'chol yom, so too today, says the Bach, in our days, in his days, but he's saying it for all generations, that's true. The same sakana that there was in the time of David HaMelech, in that plague, is not unique, says the Bach, to that generation. Every generation, that's true. There's sakana of death to whatever plagues are going on in that time. The sakana of death for someone, if Klal Yisrael are not engaged in Meir Brachas b'chol yom. It does not help just to answer Amen. Only for Amen Aretz, people who don't know how to make brachas. Of all you day, but someone who knows how to make a bracha, he has to make sure he makes 100 brachas a day. Today, because we're also in danger. He wasn't writing at the time of COVID, but there were plagues throughout the ages, different plagues, always different diseases that were spread in every generation. So we see is that it's not just a historical, it's this time, and now it became a chiv, so we do it today also. No. It's more than that. The Bach is saying that even the cause, even the siba for the chiv exists today. The misa, the danger of succumbing to these plagues and the diseases, It's applicable today, just as it was the time of the Melech, and therefore the solution is applicable today, just like it was then, and therefore the Chiv is applicable today, just like it was then. Which is why, by the way, if you open up a Mishnah Brura, Siman Mem Vav, you'll see straight out in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not just a nice, cute thing. I believe he's right. He gave us the whole thing.
Rav?
100%. Yes.
You cut out, at least for me, after you said if you check in the Mishnah Berurah on Siman Mem Vav. Do you mind please repeating what you said?
For sure. Yeah. So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Gimel Chayv Adam Levarich B'chol Yom Me'a Brachas Levachos. That person is Chayv to make 100 brachas a day at least. It's not just a cute idea. It's a Mefurash Halacha. Mefurash Halacha. And then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, because David HaMelech, you know, there were 100 people who died in the time of David HaMelech, he Masakim, which say 100 brothers a day. And then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to practically speak out how a person can get his 100 burpees a day. Okay, we'll get to that shortly. So far, so good? Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. Ari and Jai, you could hear? Daniel, you could hear okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
We're good.
Okay, so now we'll go. I want to talk a little bit about why the burpees work, essentially, why they are an antidote to the plagues. And then we'll talk a little bit, Lamaisa, practically, how to actually get your 100. Okay. So first about why the burpees actually are an antidote to the plagues. Okay, what's the connection? In theory, it could be any mitzvah. We understand you're doing mitzvah, so you get a zechus of that mitzvah can protect you. But what is it specifically about brachas that provides this level of protection that David HaMelech saw this Ruach HaKodesh there? It's because there's no brachas, and that's why it's through the brachas that we say we're protected. Then in those days and today as well. And by the way, I'll tell you, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says even today in our generation, he often, when people used to come to him with different problems, one of the things he used to say, it's brought down in Hilchos Shlomo, if they're going through an issue in their life, was to take on, to put extra effort into their 100 brachas in quantity and in kavana. So it's a real thing. So why are they? Why are brachas an antidote to plagues? Okay, so I want to share with you three pashatim. Okay, pashat number one, the Sultan suggested is as follows, that based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says the Rishayim, B'chayim, Nikromesim. Okay, so Rishayim, people who are evil. So even in their, when they're alive, technically, they're spiritually considered dead. They're Mesim. And Tzaddikim, even when they're dead, they're considered alive. Because they have, why is that? Because they have a real connection to Hashem, someone who's connected to Hashem and appreciates Hashem. So he has spiritual life. Someone who doesn't have that connection, so there isn't anything there. There isn't anything which is real, and therefore it's considered a mess. Now, the living, therefore, is someone is recognizing and appreciating Hashem, everything that's created, and all his goodness. So someone who's spiritually alive, so he provides a reason to be physically alive, because he's spiritually alive and he's connected to Hashem. So there's more reason for him to be physically alive, because he can use the physical world to actually connect more to Hashem, to express gratitude for what he has in his physical world, and to praise Hashem for it. But someone who's spiritually dead, even if he's physically alive, so there's no real reason for him to be sticking around physically, because he's not using the world for what it's meant for. So he's not using the world to Mekadesh Shemayim, to sanctify it, to sanctify Hashem's name in this world through drawing from the physical world and being Mekadesh and praising Hashem for it, etc. And therefore he's more left to his own devices. And therefore if a plague comes along, so he could get swept up in that. But someone who's got a real connection to Hashem, expressing praise and gratitude for what Hashem's providing him in this world, so he's less susceptible to the natural diseases and plagues that come their way, because there's more reason for him to stay alive, for him to be kept alive, if he's utilizing everything in this world to connect Hashem. That's one pashat in why making brachas, which is just fundamentally expressing one's appreciation to Hashem for one has in this world, whether it's mitzvahs or food or benefit or anything. So that's, if one's doing that, so one's showing, one's revealing to Hashem that he's alive spiritually, and therefore he's able to, therefore he's, you know, he's going to, there's more reason for him to stay alive and to continue to do that in the future. That's shot number one. Shot number two is Sefer called Notre Bracha, which is actually all about the Sefer, a whole Sefer on the Mayor of Brachas. Amazing Sefer. So he says that given the parasha of the curses. So it says in Telku Imi Keri Valachti Mochem Machmas Keri. So he says that you can see from the Pasukim that the curses come as a result of Machmas Keri. Imi Bikeri Halachti Mochem Machmas Keri. You know, I came with you, Machmas Keri, which could be read as Mikre. Right, the curse will come if a person comes along and lives his life and sees the things that have happened, lives his life as mikra, it's happenstance, right? So he sees what happens in his life as just happenstance, it just happens that way, not orchestrated by Hashem. So that's when the curse has come along to a person. When the person realizes that, no, Hashem's running the world, Hashem's orchestrating the events in my life, Hashem's orchestrating the events of the Jewish people. Hashem's orchestrating things. Hashem created this fruit. Hashem is giving me this opportunity. Hashem is giving me this opportunity to teach Torah. Hashem is providing me with the parnasa that I need to feed my family. It's all coming from him. So then I'm not living my life with the hashkaf of mikra, of happenstance. No, I see Yad Hashem in everything. So the Pesukim are telling us that the curse has come as a result of a person seeing events in his life and in the life of Klal Yisrael, you know, as happenstance. So he saw at his time that people were seeing things through happenstance. Oh, there's this virus, there's this disease coming along, whatever. Now it's this disease, it'll be another disease, without seeing necessarily things orchestrated by Hashem. So David HaMelech came along and says, no, guys, you've got it all wrong. You've got to start realizing that things are orchestrated by Hashem, and then we won't get the klala. The klala of Bukhul Kosai comes through thinking things as mikra. But now let's stop thinking things as mikra. Let's start recognizing that Hashem is the source of everything that I have and everything that happens, which is what we're doing through brachas. And we start recognizing that Hashem is the source of everything, so we won't start seeing life as a series of mikra, a series of happenstance, but rather we start seeing life as a series of events that are orchestrated by Hashem for the ultimate good. And if a person does that, then he doesn't fall into the trap of mikra, of thinking that everything is just happenstance, and then he won't receive the klala. The klala comes, according to Bukhul Kosai, because a person sees life as happenstance. Once a person develops a perspective of Hashachar Pratis and Yad Hashem, and Hashem's creating everything and running everything, so then a person doesn't get the klala, he's saved from the disease, and he can move forward with life without succumbing to the diseases that are around. So, and that's what we're doing through brachas. When we go ahead now and say 100 brachas with kavana, so what we're actually doing is internalizing that Hashem created this grape and he gave it to me. And Hashem created this, he's given me this opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah right now. And he's given me the opportunity to eat this piece of bread right now and have this suda with these people. Every time I'm saying a bracha, I'm recognizing the good that Hashem's orchestrated for me and the opportunities that he's orchestrated for me. And by doing that, I'm developing my hashkacha pratis antennae. I'm becoming someone who's more and more consciously aware of Hashem's running of the entire world. And if I do that every single day, so then I'm not going to receive the klala that Hashem promises we'll get if we just see life as a series of happenstance. So that's the second pshat in how brachas dafka are able to help us and save us from these plagues, because they bring us to an awareness of Hashachar Pratis that makes us worthy of the protection that we so desperately want, and therefore not worthy of the klalas that Hashem promised in the Bukhul Kosai. That's pshat number two. Okay, pshat number three, similar but different. Okay, pshat number three is also another pshat based on the curses. Okay, we know the Pasuk Mefurash says that the Tachas Shelo Vata Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha B'Tuv Levav. That the curses of Bukhul Kosai come because you didn't serve Hashem the simcha of a tuv leva. You didn't serve Hashem with joy and with goodness of heart. So So the Arizal, we're going to expand on this now. The Arizal says that the 100 brachas that we say, they correspond to the 100 curses, okay, in Parashas Kitava. There's 100 curses in Parashas Kitava. But the 100 brachas that we say, it corresponds to those 100 curses. And he says a nice remez to this is the pasuk, Vayofoch lecha es haklala lebracha. And I'll overturn for you, I'll reverse for you, the klala, the curse, lebracha, into a bracha. Now, so it's something very special that Arizal says, is that what does it mean, Hashem, when he says that I'll reverse the curse into a bracha? Says the Arizal, how do you reverse the klala? So he says, take the letters of klala and reverse them. So klala, kuf, lamed, lamed, hey. So reverse that, what do you get? Hey, lamed, lamed, kuf, which is what? Halel, kuf. Halel, 100 times. Klala, reversed, is halel, kuf. It's praising Hashem 100 times. Says the Arizal, I mean, you like that, I can see. Says the Arizal, when you praise Hashem 100 times, you reverse the klala by doing halal kuf, by praising Hashem 100 times. That's how you reverse the klala into a bracha. You want to be saved? You want to have bracha in your life and not the curses? Says the Arizal, you want to do mea brachas, 100 brachas, 100 praises of Hashem a day. That's how you reverse the klala into a bracha. Okay? So now, for Lemaisa, why should a klala, let's say a person chas v'shalom is meant to get a certain curse, he's meant to get this disease, this plague, so why should he end up getting a bracha instead if he starts saying 100 brachas? So the pshat is, based on the result, is why did the curse of the kisavu come? We said because he didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. Now what's the reason why, by the way, a lack of simcha mitzvahs, the Rambam says, Cholomen in the Hilchos Sukkah, because Luluf, Cholomen air asma me simchos. The Rambam says, whoever withholds himself from having the simcha that you're meant to have, or simcha's yomtov, the simcha's mitzvah, a simcha in the mitzvah, it's fitting for him to be punished, right? So, where does this lack of simcha come from? So Orcha Sadiqim in Shara HaSimcha, okay, in the Gate of Simcha in Orcha Sadiqim, he says that a lack of simcha, you know where it comes from? It comes from a lack of bitachon, from a lack of trust in Hashem. When a person doesn't have trust in Hashem, so he starts worrying what's going to be with my job, what's going to be with my health, what's going to be with my kids, how am I going to manage, how's this going to work out, how's that going to work out? And so he's not able to serve Hashem b'simcha because he's constantly worried about what's going to be with different things in his life. So what's the solution? What's the solution? The solution is to work on bitachon. How does a person work on bitachon? So one way is through kavana and brachas. You know why? Because when you start saying brachas b'kavana, what are you doing? You're saying brachas to Hashem b'kavana. You're saying, Hashem, you've got me. You've created this for me. You've given me this mitzvah. You've given me this apple. What am I worrying about your parnas? What the parnas for? I shouldn't worry about the income. Look, you've provided every single day, including today. I'm having breakfast now, making my mezonos on my porridge oats that all you guys in Geshe used to have. Yeah, I'm making mezonos on it. So Baruch Hashem, that means you're providing for me. Oh, and I'm making breakfast over lunch as well. Wow, Baruch Hashem, you're providing me another meal. I was taking a show yards after the brothel. Baruch Hashem, you're keeping me alive. If a person's really staying, he starts to realize that, yeah, 100 times I've praised Hashem for different things that he's provided me with. He provided me with eyesight this morning. Wow, Baruch Hashem, I can see this morning. Baruch Hashem, that's an amazing thing. So if a person is thinks like that when he makes his brachas, so he starts developing, he becomes a betachon man. He becomes a bala betachon. He becomes someone who realizes he's so blessed that Hashem's constantly providing him day after day with one bracha after another. He realizes, Hashem's got my back. Hashem's providing for me. And then guess what? Then he starts developing the simcha. Because once he has the betachon, he's not so worried. So he's able to be besimcha with what he's doing in his life. day after day, the midst of these performances, he's able to daven properly, be able to live besimcha, because he knows Hashem's got his back. And then what's going to happen? So then, says the Ariza, well, then he's not going to have the curses anymore, because all the curses only came because Takasher Lo Vaisa Besimcha V'Tov Leivo. If you didn't serve Hashem, you didn't serve Hashem Besimcha with goodness of heart. But guess what? Through your mea brachas b'kavana, now through your brachas you're saying every day b'kavana, and I'm recognizing, ah, Hashem, you're giving me this, you're giving me that, you're providing me every single day with health, with food, with money, with eyesight, with movement, with every single thing I could possibly want. Wow, of course I'm besimcha now. So now I have besimcha, so now I'm not going to succumb to the klala. I'm not going to succumb to the klala. I'm not going to get swept up by the plague. Because the plague doesn't come to me. The plague comes for people who are not serving Hashem besimcha v'tov leivov. If I get to the point that I am, so then Baruch Hashem, I'm safe from the plague. So that's how the brachas help a person get safe from the plague. So sunrise, what we said. We spoke out three mahalchim in why is it, after speaking about Elul Hagdam, we spoke about brachas in general, and we spoke about the HaDavid HaMelech Mesakein Meir brachas for us, and we spoke about the Bach that applies even nowadays, not just then, every single generation that's true, that we're in danger of succumbing ourselves and being swept up by the plague, unless we're doing 100 brachas. So we want to explain why is that? Why is it that brachas have the power to protect us? What's unique about brachas more than other mitzvahs? So we spoke out three mahalchim. The first pashat. In their life. Spiritual life, a connection to Hashem. A connection to Hashem. You can hear me? A connection to Hashem comes through recognizing Him as the source of things and the source of everything. So that gives a person spiritual life, and Hashem sees that He's utilizing this world to connect to Him and to appreciate Him. So such a person, Hashem's not just going to get let swept up in a plague. He's going to be protected from a plague. He's going to be protected from a plague because Hashem can see that He's using everything in this world to connect to Hashem. He's Chayim. He's not, but someone who's not got spiritual life, and he's not using this world to praise Hashem. He's not finding the things in this world to be grateful and to praise Hashem for. So such a person, so he could be left to the natural forces of the plague, because he's not alive anyway, spiritually. But someone who's alive anyway, someone who's alive and he's connected and appreciative of what he has, so then he's going to be saved because he's showing Hashem that he appreciates everything that he has. That was one pashat in how brachas save us. Second pashat we said was such a person, he's not going to be sent to the college because he's not seeing he's seeing Yad Hashem in his world. He's seeing Yad Hashem, he's seeing Hashem orchestrating everything. Okay? And how's he doing that? Because he's saying Brachat Hashem, he's realizing Hashem's created everything, Hashem's orchestrating everything. Hashem's orchestrating everything. And therefore, he doesn't fall into the category of seeing life as mikra, as happenstance, and therefore he saved from the curse of Bukur Kosai. Third pashat we shared was the Ariza. We said based on the curse, they said 100 curses in Kisavo, they says Ariza, they correspond to the 100 brachas, because 100 brachas have the power to reverse a klala into a bracha, to overturn a klala into a bracha. How is it? The klala turns into a bracha. Why? Halel, right there, Vayavok as a klala, you reverse the klala into bracha. How does that work? You take the klala, reverse it. Hey, lamed lamed kuf, that's 100 halels, 100 halels, kuf halels, 100 halels. So that has the power to 100 praises of Hashem every day, that has the power to bring us bracha instead of klala. How is that? We said, because why do the klalas come from? Because someone says, because we didn't serve Hashem besimcha, we took labor, we didn't serve Hashem besimcha with great joy. why didn't we have great joy? Says the Orchid Sadiqim, a lack of joy comes from a lack of bitachon. But if we develop bitachon, we realize that Hashem's orchestrating everything, he's doing everything for the best, then we will have basimcha. So how do we go ahead and do that? Through brachas, we through expressing appreciation for everything that he's given us. Through waking up and realizing, Baruch Hashem, Hashem's enabled me to wake up this morning. Baruch Hashem, my body's working. Baruch Hashem, I can see. Baruch Hashem, I have bread to eat. I have paranasa. A person internalizes every single day. He's going to be the simcha. He's full of joy in the service of Hashem. He's full of joy in service of Hashem. The pasuk says, you're not going to get the klal. You're not going to get the diseases. Because b'chol yom, a person can be saved from the biggest challenges and all the curses and the plagues that are around in every generation. And Mishem, all of us together, all of Klal Yisrael should be zocheh through our brachas, through being mechazik in our appreciation for everything Hashem gives us, that we be able to connect Hashem through our brachas, to praise Hashem, to express our gratitude to Hashem, to feel the simcha and develop the bitachon, so that we'll be such different Baal Bitachon, such holy the simcha Baal Bitachon, that we won't fall into the category of those who will end up being cursed, and therefore we'll be saved from the plagues, we'll be able to live full lives of simcha and bitachon, besimcha, and meir v'esrim. Amen.